Nolte, Jon Stewart's links back to Daily Show where merit doesn't matter. By Jon Nolte on January 24, 2024. Former comedian Jon Stewart, fresh from his breathtaking failure at Apple TV+, is returning to The Daily Show where merit doesn't matter. Former CEO comedian Jon Stewart is rewinding the clock, returning to The Daily Show as a weekly host and executive producing through the 2024 U.S. election cycle, reports the far-left Associated Press. Stewart will only be working on Monday nights. Considering his ratings at Apple TV+, that's a smart move, a way to mitigate any damage he might bring to The Daily Show, an enterprise as old, exhausted, dishonest, and out of touch as Stewart. It didn't take Stewart long to scramble back to a perch where merit and ratings don't matter. It was only 4 months ago that Stewart's Apple TV Plus show, The Problem with Jon Stewart, was cancelled after two disastrous seasons. And that humiliation came fresh on the heels of Stewart's HBO humiliation. After signing a four-year deal with HBO in 2015, the deal was cancelled in early 2017. Whatever Stewart had in mind or produced for HBO was so bad it never even aired. Merit. Stewart can't survive in a climate that requires merit. Apple TV Plus and HBO are subscription services. Those outlets can only survive if people want to pay to watch them. No one will pay to watch Jon Stewart. Nobody likes Jon Stewart. The good news for Stewart, though, is merit is not necessary to survive at Comedy Central and The Daily Show. Cable TV is a racket where ratings don't matter because tens of millions of American dummies subscribe to cable/satellite packages that include dozens of networks they never watch. The reason your cable bill costs you $150 a month is because left-wing outlets that hate you, like Comedy Central, are handed a piece of your monthly cable bill. Whether you watch or not, Comedy Central hauls in the big bucks. Fact, The Daily Show was never popular. Jon Stewart has never been popular. Stewart's ratings were a joke, even at the height of his popularity. But because Jon Stewart says what he's told to say and pretends to be a truth-teller as he pimps out his integrity to protect the fascist establishment, the establishment rewarded him by creating an artificial environment that presented Stewart as a national phenomenon, even though less than 1% of the population watched his Daily Show. Without that affirmative action, Stewart cannot survive, which is why he flamed out at Apple TV Plus and HBO. Stewart is nothing close to popular and has nothing close to a following. The only time most of us saw Stewart was when the fake news media ran his clips over and over and over again as propaganda. So, of course, the 61-year-old socialist is slinking back to where he can pretend to be successful and famous. How sad that the aging Stewart can only fall back on the bubble that holds his artificial glory years and train seal audience, to a place created only for leftists where talent, merit, ratings, truth, and honest laughs are not a requirement for success. Stewart is the Norma Desmond of late night, self-deluded but still ready for his close-up. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase Jon Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.